What's going on, everybody? It's Slay Diddy, a.k.a. Professor Slay, a.k.a. Mr. WGXC, and you are listening to WGXC Acre 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. Listen in, y'all.
In Akron, you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show, and today we want to first warn you that there are two-hour school delays at the Coxsackie, East Greenbush, and Wyndham Ashland Jewett schools, and it's a gloomy, almost icy Friday, and maybe icy where you are, depending on the altitude and the temperature, so be careful out there. But today on the WGXC Morning Show, we're going to have a preview of two shows at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill this weekend. Tonight, Jazz's local jazz player Bobby Previtt is there, and Saturday night, a Hudson Valley-based experimental act Ultram performs, both with other people, both nights, and both with WGXC web streams and live broadcasts. So turn out or tune in to those shows, and we'll preview those this hour on the WGXC Morning Show. But the news is coming up next. Stay tuned.
This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
And the moon turns to blood. The stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. The stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network.
This is the news.
This is the network.
This is the news.
This is the network.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Spike's Record Rack in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC Daily News for Friday, January 20th. Go to the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. Raymond Pignone is reporting for Columbia Green Media that Columbia County District Attorney Paul Chyka on January 19th announced he will not seek re-election in 2023. Quote, "As this, my fifth non-consecutive term as district attorney expires, and as I finish 35 years in elected office, I inform you that I will not be a candidate for district attorney in 2023, unquote, he said. Chyka, 68, then took the opportunity to promote Ryan Carty, the current deputy chief assistant district attorney, as his successor. He said, quote, "Ryan Carty has done an outstanding job working in my office for several years, having prosecuted more murder cases and other serious felonies than any other prosecutor in recent memory. Ryan has the experience, leadership abilities, and prosecutorial skills to keep our county the wonderful place we all call home," unquote. Chyka, a lifelong Republican, has no immediate plans to re-enter politics, hinting that he wants to spend more time with his family. Columbia County Democratic Committee Chair Sam Hodge recognized Chyka's years of public service. Quote, "I wish him the best in this next chapter," unquote, Hodge said. Quote, "It is time for change at the district attorney's office," unquote. Chyka served as DA from 1988 until 1994, then was elected county judge in 2004. He left the bench in 2011 to return to the DA's office. Chaika was born in Hudson and raised on his family's dairy farm in Livingston. He received his undergraduate degree from SUNY Albany and his law degree from the Western New England University School of Law. He served as an assistant district attorney from 1981 through 1985 and as a county public defender from 1986 and 87. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Andrea Makove reports for Porcupine Soup that the Preservation League of New York State and the New York State Council on the Arts have announced the Hudson Athens Lighthouse Preservation Society will receive a 2022 Technical Assistance Grant. During this grant cycle, 19 projects representing 14 counties statewide were selected by an independent panel of preservation professionals. A total of $68,130 was awarded. Quote, "We are very grateful to the Preservation League for this grant, which will help the Hudson Athens Lighthouse Preservation Society restore and preserve our historic lighthouse for the next century," unquote, said Kristen Gamble, president of the Hudson Athens Lighthouse Preservation Society. Quote, "Aside from the beacon, the Preservation Society is solely responsible for maintaining the lighthouse and seeks additional support to preserve this iconic structure," unquote. An inspection by a certified electrician of the lighthouse electrical system is needed to determine the presence of any safety issues that should be mitigated. The society will also use the analysis to inform a follow-up survey to determine the feasibility of installing solar panels on the main roof. The ultimate goal would be a solar panel installation that generates enough power for normal operations plus 10 electric heating system. The lighthouse Society is responsible for the restoration, preservation, and operation of the lighthouse, while the lighthouse beacon remains the responsibility of the U.S. Coast Guard. Read more about this story at porcupinesoup.com. Mid-Hudson News reports that Transportation Security Administration officers confiscated 39 handguns at area airport checkpoints in 2022, an increase from 26 guns caught in 2021. The two local airports, New York Stewart International and Westchester County, reported increased gun confiscations last year. Four guns were seized in 2022 at Westchester, up from none in 2021. At Stewart, three guns were seized last year compared with one the year before. Travelers who bring firearms to the checkpoint are subject to criminal charges from law enforcement and civil penalties from the TSA. Even if a traveler has a concealed weapon permit, firearms cannot be carried on an airline. Travelers with proper firearm permits can travel legally with their firearms in their checked bags if they follow a few guidelines. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com and read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, January 20th. Local early morning temperatures range from 32 degrees in Voorheesville to 36 out in Copaig. And from official reports, snow has accumulated up to an inch in Delanson, just west of Albany. Regional average soil temperature is 34 degrees. For most of us, a little morning mix turns into afternoon rain and a high of 41 happens at 1 p.m. Up in the hills, temperatures hang around 33 degrees all day, and about an inch of snow could fall by dark. We get a low of 28 degrees a few hours before dawn on Saturday, which will be dry and have a high of 36. Conditions will be just inside freezing for those venturing outside later on up. 24 degrees overnight takes us into a wet-looking Sunday with a high of 39. And a chance for snow overnight into Monday, which will have some lingering precipitation and a high of 38. Sunset today will be at 4:39 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:14 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances are still at 15%. Solar wind speed is currently 479 kilometers per second at 8.2 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 MHz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2.6, quiet. The current sunspot number is 166. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
This is really me now. No more hiding. Listen. We're all worried. We're all in pain. That just, that comes with having eyes, with having ears. But just remember one thing. It can't get any worse. It can only get better. Quitting is not going to make you strong. Living will. So just hang on and hang in there. You know, I know all about the hating and the sneering. I'm a member of the Why Bother generation myself. But why did I bother to come out here tonight? And why did you? I mean, it's time. It begins with us, not with politicians, the experts, or the teachers, but with us. With you and with me, the ones who need it most. I believe, with everything that's in me, that the whole world is longing for healing. Even the trees, the earth itself are crying out for it. You can hear it everywhere. It's the same kind of healing I desperately needed, and finally feel has begun with you.
You die inside if you choose to hide. So I guess instead I'll love you.
From the Hudson Valley, that is Ultram. From their 2017 album, The Pastures of Ultram, that song was called A Better Way to Build Cattle on 90.7 FM WGXC. And Ultram is coming to Catskill Saturday night. They're playing at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill Saturday night from 8 to 11 p.m. Also on the bill is Savick and Matt Hunter and the Dusty Fates. And you can turn out to the Avalon Lounge to see Ultram and Savick and Matt Hunter and the Dusty Fates. Or you can tune in as there'll be a live web stream and live broadcast on 90.7 FM of Ultram and Savick and Matt Hunter and the Dusty Fates at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill on Saturday, January 21st, 8 to 11 p.m. The same thing happens on Friday, January 20th. Bobby Previtt and Ray Anderson perform, and they also play with Boar, which is Maeve Charlotte and Zoots Houston. It's a jazz show at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill early from 8 to 10:30 p.m. WGXC should have a live web stream of event and also a live broadcast of the show of Bobby Previtt and Ray Anderson and the band Boar, which is Maeve Charlotte and Zoots Houston. That's Friday, January 20th from 8 to 10:30 p.m. at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Next, let's listen to 2023 new music from Columbia County percussionist, composer, jazz musician, and more, Bobby Previtt. This is Dark Current Mariner 2 on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Now let's hear from Columbia County-based drummer, composer, percussionist Bobby Previtt. He's got a 2022 album out, a solo electronic record called Dark Current. Let's listen to The Surveyor. Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC news update. We have two closings and delays for Friday, January 20th announced so far. Coxsackie Athens schools are starting 2 hours late with no morning BOCES and no breakfast. And Wyndham Ashland Jewett schools are also delayed 2 hours. Go to WGXC.org in the newsroom for more news updates and school closings and delays at wgxc.org.
Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Our current debt is entirely unsustainable. And if we don't have a deal for any sort of budget reform by the time that vote happens, that's going to be very problematic. And it's not something that I'm going to be supportive of.
Representative Nancy Mace wonders how the potential political showdown over raising the debt ceiling will play out in the next couple of months. The U.S. reached its debt ceiling on Thursday, something Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warned of in a letter to Congress. For now, the Treasury Department has taken extraordinary measures to ensure the nation doesn't default on its debt. While these measures can keep the country from defaulting until early June, Yellen said Congress needs to act promptly to keep the country afloat. As the legislative session gets underway, Republican House leadership will be looking to delve into some issues outlined in their Commitment to America plan. One such issue is education, with a focus being placed on helping students make up for pandemic learning loss, expanding school choice, and advancing the Parents' Bill of Rights. This particular piece of legislation would codify a set of rights to make public education more transparent to parents. Frederick Hess with the American Enterprise Institute describes why this is so necessary.
What I think the Republicans are doing here, and quite appropriate, is saying we have to have some guardrail about what is and is not considered a civil liberty for parents and families and taxpayers.
The plan will also be looking into health care proposals. Some issues Republicans want to cover include personalizing care to provide affordable options and better quality, and getting lower prices through transparency, choice, and competition. A recent Gallup poll finds 38% of people surveyed delayed medical treatment due to cost. While this Congress may be divided on numerous issues, Marilyn Serafini with the Bipartisan Policy Center said this is an area where bipartisanship can shine.
We have Democrats and Republicans that have consistently been focused on lowering costs, in particular drug costs, and this comes from the American people.
During the U.S. Conference of Mayors, several experts discussed problems with police retention and recruitment. According to a survey from the Police Executive Research Forum, resignations increased from 2020 to 2021 by 40.4%. Chuck Wexler with the Police Executive Research Forum said police departments are in a triage situation now.
We're trying to reform agencies and hire the best and the brightest. At that very moment, we're facing the challenge of a 3.5% unemployment rate in the country, where teachers and military are also facing this.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Let's head to COPAIC now with PG6, or Pat Gubler. This is PG6's Quiet Fan for SK on 90.7 FM WGXC.
Thank you. I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. As the climate warms, many schools are facing more frequent hot days, and extreme heat is not just a nuisance. It can hinder learning and make kids sick.
When you think about kids being outside on the playground running around, if they're dehydrated before they even start running around, they could get seriously ill.
That's Melissa Guadaro, an assistant research professor at Arizona State University. She says schools often lack a formal approach to deal with a threat, so she's part of a project started by one of her graduate students to change that. Called Heat Ready Schools, it identifies a set of best practices schools can follow to prepare for and respond to extreme heat. For example, making sure that at least 50% of a playground is shaded.
So that it's not just a blacktop playground and kids are just roasting out there.
The program suggests that schools provide reusable water bottles so kids can stay hydrated and schedule outdoor activities when it's not as hot. Other recommendations include training teachers and staff to recognize the signs of heat-related illness and monitoring students for symptoms. By encouraging schools to prioritize heat safety, the program aims to protect kids as the climate warms. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.
The camera moves.
That was 2023 new music from Yola Tengo. Astelestine is the name of the song. Next is 2023 new music from Algiers, with help from Sam Herring from Future Islands and Jay Matthews from Boy Harsher. This is the song called I Can't Stand It on 90.7 FM.
Every day that we know is a road in. Every door that we come.